Psychology says people who listen to sad music, even when life is going well, aren't chasing pain. They're drawn to the quiet relief of hearing emotions expressed more beautifully than they've ever been able to put into words. It's about resonance, that strange comfort when something unspoken inside you is finally seen. Psychologists call this parasocial emotion regulation. The way we use music, art, and stories to process feelings we haven't yet found the words or courage to share. Sad music becomes a mirror, not to make us feel worse, but to make us feel understood, a place where heavy emotions can finally rest. There's comfort in tragedy, because deep down, we don't fear sadness, we fear facing it alone. Music stays when others don't. It doesn't rush you to move on, it simply plays, holding space for you. And in that space, it reminds you someone somewhere felt exactly what you feel and turned it into something beautiful.